Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Bible call tape number 82, subject title, Love. It is impossible to discuss love in detail on this single tape. Volumes of books have been written about love, and I only want to add a few thoughts in relationship with love in the family situation. Let's turn and read the great love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13. And remember, as you read this, the Apostle Paul does not tell what love is, but rather what love does. I'm reading now from the King James Version, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and all 13 verses. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. And now abides faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. One of the fundamental thoughts that we can derive from these series of verses is that when we love someone, we're concerned about them and their welfare. What about love in the family between husband and wife and parents and children? There's much difficulty today because we do not understand what love is. We usually have a very immature concept of love. Some believe that love is a mysterious something that takes hold of you just like taking the measles. And others say or feel that love may go just as quickly and as easily as it came. But love is more than just a tingling sensation that runs up and down your spine. We have done grave injustice to the beauty of the idea of love by using it to mean any and everything. We've even changed the spelling of love to L-U-V, and even talk about the love bug as though it were some kind of insect that bites us. Now, what is love? Or better still, what does love do or cause us to do? When you love someone, you're concerned about them. Not just what they can do for you, but for their feelings. You love them, you're concerned about their health and their future, their emotions, their feelings, and their desires. Love, then, has many faces. Love means that you will constantly think about the ways that you can help your mate, that you can refresh them and be kind with them. You'll be concerned about not only what you say, but also how you say things. Love also means that you enjoy being with that person. It's hard to be genuinely concerned if you do not enjoy being with that particular person, or you're constantly placing everything else before your physical association with them. Love means spending time with this one that you love. Love means that you will want to be involved in common interest. It means that you will not always want them to be involved in what you like, but you'll be interested in doing things that they enjoy. Going together and being together in a pleasant mood is love. If you don't make a genuine effort to develop things in which both of you have an interest in enjoyment, then as husband and wife, you will soon become just roommates. Love means that you share common goals. Where are we headed? Am I aware of my spouse's desires? Is it just my goal or is it our goal? In this way, you work together toward a mutually approved objective. Love means that there is a physical attraction. There is to be enjoyment of each other's bodies, fulfilling the physical needs with which we were created. Too often, this is the equation of love, the physical-sex relationship. This is, however, only a part of the physical relationship, touching, holding, caressing, and desiring to know the security of the fact that your spouse cares is a means of loving and being loved. If the only time that we display any interest in our spouse is when we desire a sexual relationship, our mates soon get the idea that the only thing that you think love is sex. We were created male and female, and the Lord said, "It is good," when this part of His creation was completed. This relationship is not the most important part of marriage, but it is an integral part that must not be neglected nor overlooked. We should concern ourselves with the satisfaction of our spouse. Volumes have been written, and millions of words have been spoken, and hundreds of songs written about love. It seems to be one of the greatest motivating emotions known to man. What is love? We really do not know. We know what love does and what love does not do. However, when you love someone, you are genuinely concerned about them and their welfare. In this way, you are sharing yourself with them.
You have just heard.